Take This Cup. Book 2 of the Jerusalem Chronicles by Bodian Brocktaney. Read by Tom O'Malley. Part 1. As a deer pants for water, so my heart longs for you, O Lord. Psalm 42, verse 1. Chapter 1. My mother's name was Sarah. She was the fifth daughter of Boaz, a weaver of fine wool prayer shawls in Jerusalem. Sarah was taller than most men, ample-hipped and heavy-set, with thick, curly hair and wide green eyes and a square, practical face. Her teeth were straight and strong. Such things as teeth mattered. Sarah's weaving of prayer shawls was skilled, her work meticulous. Her shawls were worn by the temple priests and pilgrims alike. Sarah's one flaw was that she walked with a limp, but her father was quick to remind everyone that Sarah was a cheerful, loving girl and a hard worker. She would bless any man in search of a good helpmate. One after another, Sarah's older sisters married. There were, however, no suitors for Sarah. Her limp, though not severe, was problematic. It wasn't easy for her to ascend and descend the hundreds of steps in Jerusalem. The streets were steep, and a woman's duties of shopping in the souk and fetching water would surely be hindered by her handicap. And men desiring to be head of household didn't want the head of a woman taller than their own. Year after year she hoped and prayed, but there was not one man in all of Israel who asked for Sarah's hand in marriage. Sarah resigned herself to remaining an unmarried virgin in her father's house. Content with her life, she helped her mother and father in the little shop, located forth from the high end of the Street of the Weavers. Sarah's place was at the entrance of the shop. There she and the loom were a sort of fixture on the street. Sarah played the loom like an instrument. She sang in perfect rhythm with the movement. Passers-by gathered in a half-circle to watch and listen as she performed. Sarah was 23, well past marriageable age, the morning her mother's distant cousin, Lamsa bin Baruch, entered the shop and fixed his steady gaze upon her as she worked.
"May I help you, sir?"
Sarah's mother asked as she braided and tied the knots on the four corners of the prayer shawl.
"Aye, if you are Rebecca, wife of the weaver Boaz, then I am your cousin Lamsa, here from the land of Gan Eden."
Sarah's mother squealed with delight and laid aside her work.
"Boaz, Boaz, it's my cousin Lamsa, Lamsa from beyond the four rivers of Eden."
She rushed to embrace him.
"You've gotten plump, Rebecca,"
Lamsa drawled in his eastern dialect.
"But you are still pretty."
The thump, thump, thump of Sarah's loom continued as she observed the reunion through the screen of warp and woof. My grandfather Boaz rushed from the back room and clasped Lamsa's arms.
"Lamsa, and you've gotten lazy. 15 years or more since you delivered your wool to Jerusalem personally. Sent a steward to Jerusalem to us every year, but now look at you."
Sarah observed Lamsa. He was tall and strong, but not as tall as she. Lean and muscled, he clearly didn't live a life of ease. Though she knew he was in his early 40s, his grizzled beard and weathered skin made him appear older than he was. Yet his brown eyes, quick and observant, took in the details of the shop. His expression was pleased as he observed bolts of fine woolen fabric. A rainbow of colors and constellations of patterns filled two walls. Prayer shawls of intricate weaving were priced for rich or humble, a variety of sizes neatly folded on shelves. Finally, he took in the loom and Sarah and grinned.
"My flocks would be flattered that their wool has become such a fine and holy covering. I will tell them next season when they're shorn."
Sarah smiled shyly and looked downward, but didn't break the rhythm of her labor. A lock of wild black hair spilled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?